Writing poetry might help some people get over a broken heart. Others might turn to ice cream or spend weeks shedding tears to deal with a failed relationship. But no matter how you move on from a breakup, there'll almost always be something left behind. It could be a love letter, a crumpled T-shirt, or a dried bouquet of flowers. A new museum in Los Angeles is now accepting these sorts of contributions, physical reminders of love gone wrong from the public. Lena Nozizwe went along to a preview of the exhibition and found out that many of these objects come with their own immensely personal stories.
It's nearing midnight on the rooftop of a hipster hotel in downtown Los Angeles, and the DJ is just getting the party started. The night is clear, and the glittering skyline wraps around the building. But the assembled crowd is looking down at broken hearts enclosed in clear acrylic cases. To be more precise, they are staring at dozens of artifacts of love gone wrong on display at a preview of the Museum of Broken Relationships in Los Angeles, California. To be clear, this is not the sort of museum where you'll find Renoirs, Picassos, or Basquiats. Think,
you know, maybe it's an old lover's T-shirt or a ticket stub from a movie you saw with a parent that you don't speak to anymore.
As Alex Hyde, the museum's director, explains it, the museum is home to relationship remembrances of things past.
You know, maybe they're not much monetary value, but they have a lot of emotional significance. Those kinds of things that, you know, we're reluctant to throw away, but we hold on to, then sometimes for the good and for the bad.
The concept for the museum was created in Croatia by an artistic couple, a sculptor and a filmmaker, after they split. They wanted to showcase remnants from their relationship, along with items assembled from broken-hearted friends. That was 10 years ago. The collection kept growing, along with interest in the museum. That led to traveling exhibitions around the world, including in Germany, the Philippines, Singapore, as well as the United States. All of the touring and the fact that the museum will now have a second permanent collection in Los Angeles underscores just how much we are alike.
I think breakups are universal. I feel like that's what I loved about the show, is there was like a breakup from every country, and that's like what makes us human, is when we're sad for loss.
Yeah.
That's Courtney, and she was among the visitors to the museum's hotel rooftop preview. So was Alex, who said he was most impacted by the display of an arrangement of paper roses and the story of a suitor who made the bouquet for a mystery woman he was falling for. From the pages of original poetry they exchanged. As Alex describes it, the besotted man showed up at her job with the flowers.
And he showed up at her job, but nobody at the job knew who she was. And he called her on the phone and said, "Hey, where are you?" And she said, "I'm just leaving work." And he said, "I'm at your work." And she hung up the phone. And that's how it ends. I was shocked. I didn't know. I didn't expect it. I didn't know. I was angry for him.
Alex and Courtney came to the exhibition as a couple, but they did not leave without thinking about what they would donate to the museum should they break up. For Alex, it was the collection of Polaroids they shot and traded on his recent birthday. Courtney's pick was a life-changing love letter she got from Alex, who courted her when she was in another relationship.
To me, that basically said, like, you're the woman for me, and, like, I couldn't ever let this lifetime go by without telling you how I felt about you. And I remember, like, taking the letter to the beach, and I was, like, sobbing because I knew, like, my life was forever changed by this man. And I remember reading it, and I was like, oh, God, what do I do? It was this beautiful reminder that we just kind of, it's a combination of love and loss.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away,
All the actual donors to the museum are anonymous, but that does not make their stories any less heartbreaking. Even museum director Hyde gets emotional when talking about the stories behind the items on display, including a collection of Brazilian Playboys that were left behind, or an abandoned wedding dress stuffed into a pickle jar.
And she shared that with us, and someone putting some onions in here? Ooh, it's like a little tough to not cry thinking about it.
For Alex, it's not the items, but the revelations of heartbreak that are the most compelling. And the graphic artist, along with the writer, do not believe that going to the preview of the Museum of Broken Relationships is bad luck or bad juju for their relationship.
No bad juju.
I had good juju. It makes me want to go home and work on my own stuff. Because I'm inspired to, you know, impact other people the way that I was just impacted. So,
while wishing them well, should their juju happen to go south, the museum is continuing to accept contributions from the Lovelorn. The Museum of Broken Relationships is set to open the doors of the permanent location in Hollywood this June.